Let's now talk about how to interpret results and assess for error. First, we must determine if results are statistically significant. If the p-value is less than alpha, then your results are statistically significant, and you can assess for the risk of a type 1 error. The risk of a type 1 error is equivalent to your p-value. Let's say p is larger than alpha, and your results are not statistically significant. At this point, you can assess for a type 2 or false negative error. If power is greater than 80%, then there is a low risk of a type 2 error, meaning that there is a low risk that you are not detecting a difference when one actually exists.